This is a Collider.com audio interview.
You've been asked a lot of the same questions, and just like the rest of your cast, and I assure you, none of my questions are going to be the same.
Okay.
We're going to mix it up right now.
All right.
Okay. Favorite movie, favorite director, favorite actor, if you have a favorite, and if not, what are some of your favorites?
One of my favorite movies is A Guide to Recognizing Your Saints.
Ah.
One of my favorite directors as well, Dieter, and I'm actually doing a film with him mid this year, which I'm excited about. What was the second part of that?
Director, actor, favorite, movie.
Okay, so that's the movie and director. Favorite actor. Man, I have so many actors. You know what I love right now is Neil Patrick Harris. I think that dude is one of the funniest, most talented guys out there and completely underrated. So I'm gonna go with Neil Patrick Harris on that one.
Is this like also a subliminal way of telling the universe you want to be on How I Met Your Mother?
Yeah, sure. I love that. Me and my buddies have recently got really into that show, and obviously it's been around for a long time, but I don't think I ever realized how funny it was, and I've been watching it a lot lately, and I think Neil Patrick Harris is ridiculously funny.
I agree with you, actually. I think he's great.
Yeah.
Now, has this inclined you to suit up?
Suit up? Just wear suits in every one of my performances? Yeah, he's always looking pretty cool.
Okay, next quote-unquote fun question. What is your go-to karaoke song?
Oh, I don't know. Guns N' Roses, probably. Paradise City.
Not bad.
Yeah.
When you found out you were getting... When you got cast, and you sort of knew what... I mean, like, everyone sort of knew what this was. Big property based on a very successful book.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you guys just did a mall tour yesterday. Did you feel the need to call anyone on Twilight and say, what's the advice?
I didn't feel the need to do that. I don't know what. I don't know what the advice would be anyway. I mean, I feel like anything I'm doing in life, I, you know, try to stay myself and being as honest and, you know, true as I can be, and you know, be a nice person. I've always been taught to be kind to people and have an open mind about life. So I think just keeping all that there and not losing my head too much.
Oftentimes, I speak to actors, directors, people involved in the film. They always try to take home something from set, a prop, if you will. Did you manage to hypothetically borrow anything from set?
God, did I? Did I steal anything?
I said hypothetically, because you would actually not take anything from the film.
I never got it in the end, but when I was shooting there, I got forgotten by Transpo 2 days in a row. Basically, they forgot to pick me up. So I turned up to work the next day, and there was a mountain bike in my trailer that the producers had got me and said, if we forget you again, you can ride to work. It was kind of a punch in the face and a gift at the same time. But then I never took it away, and I asked Josh about the bike the other day. He said, yeah, it was, because I was there for the first 6 weeks of the shoot. He said, yeah, the bike kind of went in and out of my trailer for the whole of the shoot, and then I just got him to send it back to my little brother, so he has it now. And Josh said, are you going to take away from a little 15-year-old? Are you going to take a bike away from a kid? So he has it now.
This is obviously a big project, and it's a big deal. What surprised you most so far about making this film and the promotion that has come with it?
It's grown more and more as time's gone on. I think when I signed on, it was already big, and everyone was expecting it to be big, but now it's even bigger than ever, and I keep hearing about more craziness that's going around it, and we're about to do this big tour that I'm very excited about. I don't think I've ever promoted something as large as this, so it's exciting. You know, I'm extremely fortunate to be in the position I'm in.
Yeah. Some actors like the method of two takes, like Clint Eastwood.
Right.
Some like the David Fincher method of 50 takes.
Yeah.
Where do you fall on that scale, and what's the most you've ever done?
I'm all about working with directors that are doing different techniques, and I think, you know, everyone has their way of getting it to the place that they think is best, and yeah, sometimes it requires 50, and sometimes you can do it in two. The most I've ever done, I don't know. I shot this film called Triangle, actually, and there was this scene where I strangle Melissa George, and it was a really hard scene to do, because obviously you want it to look real, but at the same time I don't really want to be strangling her, I don't want to injure her, so I had to come up to her and kind of slam her in the throat and then choke her, And we did a lot of takes, and it just got to a point where we both were just like, you've got it. We can't, you know, she was exhausted. It was really tough not to be hurting her in every take. And I just can't remember how many takes we did, but we did a lot.
Talk a little bit about deleted scenes. Were there any scenes that you shot that were lost that you didn't see in the final product? Anything you were sad to see go, or did you not notice when you saw the movie?
I didn't notice. I don't think there was. I don't remember anything that we shot that wasn't in the final cut. I thought everything fit perfectly and everything flowed perfectly, and it was, you know, great pacing and extremely powerful. And I don't think anything that I shot was cut. Not that I remember.
Often when when I speak to actors, when they book a big gig or gigs, because this project, they buy themselves a gift. Did you buy yourself a gift when you got cast?
I don't think so. Honestly, I'm not an extravagant person. I don't spend a lot of money. Most of my money goes back to Australia for my older brother. I buy him gifts all the time, and my parents. I don't spend a lot of money on myself, really. I don't think there was... I probably just had a big party with everyone. That was the gift. Yeah.
Obviously, the second film in this is moving forward like a freight train, this whole entire endeavor. What's it like for you being right now in the middle? Are you sort of excited to go back so soon to playing the same character, or are you sort of like, could you sort of talk about that?
Yeah, obviously my character, he grows more and more through the books, and there's a lot more, you know, different stuff to do in the other books, and I'm a fan of the books and would be extremely happy to shoot the other two. I think we're going to hopefully shoot, if this does as well as what everyone thinks it's going to, I think we'll shoot the second one later on this year. So.
Oftentimes, when I speak to actors, some people love to start preparing for their role the second they know they have it. Mm. They're working the script, they're breaking it down, and some actors wait till a lot closer to shooting because they want to just get it everything. Yeah. Where are you in that process?
Yeah, I have. It depends. If I have nothing, before whatever I'm shooting, I'll start as soon as I can. But if I have two films, I think I'm going to be shooting at least two films before the Hunger Games. Two lined up, so I'm not really thinking about Hunger Games number two too much at the moment because I've got to do other stuff for these other roles. So. I kind of focus on what's the next job. Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, you might have worked with some big action stars recently.
I did, yeah.
In some sequel to something that will be unnamed.
Yeah.
What the hell was that process like for you, and how exciting was it?
It was, it was pretty amazing. Do you not want me to?
No, I'm joking.
Name
around.
It. I was like, I'm is told. This a no, no, keeping
I'm,
this a secret?
Originally,
it was Expendables number 2, which I shot. But originally, I was supposed to be in the first one, and this was 3 years ago when I was in Australia, and Stallone called me in Australia and asked if I'd want to be in the first one, and then the script ended up getting rewritten, and it didn't end up happening. But he brought me back in the second one, and called me up and said he had this part, and I said absolutely, and. Yeah, got to be on set with a bunch of the biggest action heroes ever, and it was dream come true and pretty amazing as a young male and actor, and just to be on set with those guys. So.
And if I'm not mistaken, I was looking at the always accurate IMDb.
Yeah,
we have like Timeless, Empire State, which talk a little bit about what you have coming up and what you're excited to make.
Yeah, I have Timeless, which I've. Been working with Philip Noyce for a little while to try and get going, and then I have Empire State, which is kind of the next thing I'm going to shoot, and I'm honestly it's probably one of the most excited I've been for a project, just because I love Dito Montiel. I guide to recognize his name. It's obviously one of my favorite movies, and if not my favorite, and I've always kind of I really like those types of films, those gritty kind of crime films, and I just think they're very interesting. And I think the way he shoots things is interesting and different. And that's gonna be very cool to shoot.
So. I'm running out of time with you, but I definitely have to ask. You guys did day one of the Mall tour yesterday. Saw some pictures online. Seemed like there was a decent crowd there.
Yeah.
What was that experience like for you with? This whole thing.
Yeah, that was me and Jennifer did a little bit in Mexico a few weeks ago, and that was a similar kind of thing. And this was fun. It was pretty cool to see a large amount of screaming fans and people who are extremely passionate about the book. So it's exciting, man. I just want the movie to come out. And I want people to see it.
Because it's actually really good.
I'm very proud of it.
Totally. Yeah. I got to wrap with you, but listen, a pleasure to meet you, and continued success.
You too, man. Thank you very much, buddy.
Cool. Thank you.